In search of wild America, we celebrate those courageous individuals who boldly choose to define their own unique paths to find success and happiness. In search of wild America, in search of wildamerica.com.
Welcome to the In Search of Wild America podcast. This is a supplemental, short one. This is about me, Craig, getting lost in the desert. So, I pull up to go hiking, and I have my pack in my truck, of course, that has everything from emergency blankets to small tent to hospital to a satellite, emergency messaging device, you name it, everything in it. I left in the truck because I was just doing a simple 5-mile loop. Why bother carrying it? Anyway, it happened to be short. It happened to be the shortest day of the year. And anyhow, it got dark on me before I was too far out. Anyway, I ended up wandering around for a while with a dead cell phone. And so I, in general, kind of knew the way out, but I was pretty lost. And I was kind of debating just trailblazing out of there, getting off the trail that I seemed to be stuck on that was going the wrong way. But anyway, trailblazing is when things can get even worse. So I was debating just sitting there all night and starting again in the morning. Anyhow, along comes this guy, and he was lost too. And we just started talking, and we started walking, and we did find the way out to where he was parked. Good number of miles. Anyhow, during that time, we had, I never met this guy before, we had this most amazing existential conversation. Deep, deep stuff. And the thing is, it was exactly what I needed. It was very, very powerful. I guess we all have those questions we have in life, like things we're pondering at the moment. And anyway, not getting into all the details of what we talked about, it kind of came down to living a fully empowered, amazing life, following your bliss, versus a half-assed existence. And anyway, I think that was what was on my mind. That was kind of something I was pondering. And since then, the conversation only gets more powerful in my mind, and it really was a very essential conversation to have, and it's definitely had an effect on me that's very positive. So it makes me wonder, hey, did this guy even exist? I hope to see him out there again so that I know that he actually was real, because I'm wondering, was this guy kind of a spirit guide made form, kind of a desert entity, a desert spirit? I have no idea exactly, but there's a book actually called Running From My Life, like One Lost Boy's Journey from the Killing Fields of Sudan to the Olympic Games, about Lopez Lemong, and it's about an Olympic athlete, and it's actually a pretty inspiring story. But when he was a refugee, kind of fleeing war as a child, he's going across a desert. And while he was crossing that desert, he ran into two other kids who, and they all kind of helped one another get across this desert. And they found their way to a refugee camp. And upon getting to the refugee camp, like the same day, those other two kids disappeared. And literally, when he asked about them, everyone looked at him funny, like, you came here by yourself. And so, anyhow, it just makes me wonder about unseen hands and guys that may just show up. And also, I wonder to myself, did I really get lost? I mean, did my higher self or some, guardian of some kind just disorient me? I don't know. I mean, disaster and opportunity are oftentimes hard to tell apart and kind of the same thing, or somehow intermingled into one another. So I kind of wonder what happened out there in the desert, because it was quite the existential experience. And anyway, I knew better. I did something kind of dumb. I got lucky. I followed a certain tenacity to get out there and do this loop without my proper gear. And it was kind of, could have been a disaster, but luckily for me, it went very, very well. So anyway, I have no idea what any of this means, but it was a powerful experience. So I kind of thought I would just share it. Hope that it is at least mildly interesting. Take care.